Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Dorothy, thank you so much for sorting out my Louvet green glasses. But I have to tell you this.
What?
The moment I made that purchase, I regretted it, girl. Because everybody and their mama and their sister and their cousin and their cousin cousins.
You scroll like through your explore. You see it like 10 times.
They just became like pure water.
It's almost like when I posted it that, oh, TM made me fall in love with these glasses. And you... I ordered used my personal shopper.
Yeah.
And then it just went, phew. I'm scrolling on Instagram. I'm seeing sold out 6.5.
Girl, don't
so
make me cry.
I don't know if it's the price that is offending me or it's the sold out.
Do you know what's so funny? I bought those glasses in every color.
I know.
I have the white, the first multicolored blue that came out.
Yeah.
I can bet that I was one of their first customers that purchased those glasses. Bought those ones. Mm-hmm. Bought the...
white,
mm-hmm. but the blue. And then I saw you put your personal shopper. The only color I don't have is the mustard. Jay Breeze, God will punish you. Jay Breeze was driving in traffic one day. Do you know who FaceTimed or video called me? And do you know what he called to show me? What? Look at your life. See your glasses in traffic.
But you would always... I feel like you can always tell the difference, though. I don't know.
Girl, I saw a pink color. And I'm sure Louvet did not make pink.
Yeah, they'll be offended.
And it's so offensive. Like, it's like, you know, I stopped posting things that I purchased now because I realized that once I put it out there, everybody just goes
to
buy.
You still have to post now. We have to take notes.
Oh, no. But what bothers me the most is that they're not even just, they just like go overboard. And then I can't wear them. You're so lucky that you didn't even purchase it.
That's
you're so lucky.
Because
now I don't know what to do with all the colors that I have.
You sell them.
Girl, I mean, yeah. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Girl. This is the season 2 of Toke Moments. We're back like never before. And of course, we have an amazing new set. And my very first guest is the queen of soft life, in my own opinion. She's Dora, the explorer of the soft life. Every time I go on your page, Dora, you're always on holiday. You're always
on
holiday.
God, no.
You're always...
You know, this
Dorothy.
Is like... No, wait. I feel like I need to clear this. Yeah, I'm just gonna chill. No, because honestly, whenever, like, I remember, like, one of my best friends, I think he saw me, I told him I was traveling.
Yeah.
And then he goes, again.
I'm
like, I've not even gone in. Okay, I went to SA earlier this year, but that's it.
No,
I don't
listen,
even travel as much.
I travel once every month, but you.
I don't travel. I travel, like, once
You're
every
lying.
4 months.
Zanzibar. When was that?
No, that was Maldives. I've never been to Zanzibar.
She's like, let me correct you right there. That was Maldives. All right, my love.
I actually need people to
Girl, you're always in one plane and you like to go to these exotic places. I literally go on your snap each time I'm feeling like, you know, I'm sure this girl is going to be awesome. There's the breeze, there's the wind, there's the bikini, and there's Dora. And I'm like, girl. Okay.
Half the time, I always have to put like my location on Instagram, especially maybe when I travel and then I get back. Because people be like, I'm like, I got back last week. Like, oh, really? It I still saw so. Like a no.
Yeah.
I'm around.
No,
please.
But you do like vacation destination really well. I like the aesthetic every time you travel.
Thank
you're like
you.
An Instagram baddie. No. Even if I hate that word.
Oh, no. I'm not an Instagram baddie. I don't have the aesthetics.
I hate when people say Instagram baddie. Does it offend you as much as it offends me?
I'm not an Instagram baddie, but I hear people actually are Instagram baddies.
What does that even mean?
I mean, it's
beyond the aesthetics. I think it's just like people who are just like popping on Instagram. Is that what you think it is?
Pretty face, look good.
Pretty face.
Dress well. Yeah. Take pictures. Mm. Go out. Go to brunch with the girls.
Yeah.
Go on trips.
So I think we kind of fit into... I like to refer it... You know, I think I'm in like an era called the soft girl era.
You're always in the soft girl era,
well,
oh my God.
Honestly,
you are the soft girl.
No, but then if you guys thought I was soft, I'm now softer.
Okay.
I'm not even
softer.
Lying. I am softer.
I like that.
No, because I was watching this thing online that actually I wanted us to talk about where this girl was like, ladies, listen, you can't be saying that you're a soft girl and you're dating guys that make you go ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And it's like she snatched my wig off because, you know, I realized that, oh, maybe this is what is missing in my life. Do you understand? Maybe this is why I still haven't, like, you know, bagged the man yet because... Oh. I feel like even in how I talk now, like I've changed. Did you see how I even introduced the show? Before I used to be like, yo. Now I'm like very soft because I feel like that damsel in distress thing, I think I want to, that's the next level for me. I'm tired of, I'm the poster girl of strong. Anybody that tells me you're strong, my doctor said it the other day. He's like, no wonder you're so strong. I said, doctor,
I'm not strong.
Please.
I don't even want to be strong. I just want to be soft.
I just want to be soft.
Exactly. So does that mean that you're now dating someone that is making you old?
I'm not dating yet. Okay. Girl, I'm the one doing the interview.
Oh, my bad. I almost forgot for a minute. No, because you
well,
said...
Well, I'm seeing a bunch of people. I haven't given anyone the title
You know,
yet.
I posted something today. Yeah. And, you know, I like to put, like, funny screenshots
Stay
on my...
Stay wicked. I learned
my,
that from you.
On my last slide. Mm. And then the quote had... would you donate your kidney to the person you're dating? And the reply was, 2 kidneys for 5 people. No, it's not possible.
Girl, yeah, how they gonna share?
Yeah.
No, but I think that's, I tell ladies out there, before you start throwing labels around, I'm at the point in my life where you have to earn the title of being my man. And I tell all these niggas that I'm seeing other people. Asks me, are you seeing somebody? I'm like, yeah. I don't even say somebody, people. That doesn't mean I'm sleeping with all of them. Yeah. There's a guy for ice cream. There's a guy for conversation.
There's a guy for movies.
Yeah. There's a guy for when I'm having a downtime. He speaks deep things and I get like, I need some inspiration. There's a guy that, you know, I don't even want to hear you speak because your English is sending me. Just swipe the card. Let's just...
And there's always... guys need to understand that there's always a waiting list. Like, don't sit there and think you can
Will you date someone who can't speak English or has money?
You don't always have to talk.
I like you. You're my kind of girl, honestly.
We're Scorpio.
That's what it is. The other day, someone was like, you know the guy that took us out? Because guy that I was hanging out with, oh my God, if he watches this, then he's going to know that he's the one. Oh, this podcast be putting me into trouble. I'd be spilling all my business on here. So his English wasn't that great. And then, of course, you know, my bougie friends are like, what was he? You're still asking what he's saying. Do you not see the lifestyle we lived? Don't talk. It's okay.
I'll translate.
I speak cash. I speak the soft life. I speak holidays. I speak good morning, princess. Yes, you know what I mean? And I feel like, honestly, I was watching something that was saying that people should start telling people their intentions before they go into their life.
100.
And I completely agree. Like, I was nodding my head throughout when the lady was talking. She was like, listen, it's high time we're all grown. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Let's start telling everybody what their intentions are. If I don't see you as dating material, and I think that this is the mistake that most guys make, and this is where, you know, the lines are always blurred in this dating thing. Like, How are you finding the dating market first before we even analyze that? Because I wanted to ask you if you're dating, but you already asked me, so I'm asking you back, my Scorpio sister. What is it like?
For me, I feel like I'm more of a loyalist. Like, I'm talking to multiple people, but...
She's loyal to me. How is that a loyalty?
But, like, I feel like when I'm with you, mm-hmm. I'm with you. And I'm very open. I always say that, you know, always be open with me. Always tell me everything. Mm. If you cheat on me, I'll cheat back. You're mine, I'm yours. Nobody's going anywhere.
It's with the Scorpio that. Energy.
Yeah. We're in there together.
Yeah.
But don't do things to me that you wouldn't want me to do to you.
Mm.
If I call you, you don't pick my call. If you call me, I won't pick your call.
That bad?
I'm actually that bad. Because I have, like, so much insecurities. So I like being, like, really open. Yeah. Don't make my head. I'm like, because... If you're not talking to me, who are you talking to?
Girl. And you know we've been knowing. It's the Scorpio energy. Like when I don't know how to explain this to people, but I always say to my guy friends or guys that are talking to me, when a guy is full of shit, before...
You always know. Like, I know.
There's something about when somebody is being funny, I always know.
There's
an energy that I tap into it immediately and I just know,
And because I know that I'm not out here to play. If I want to play games, I won't even date you in the first place.
Mm.
Do you understand? So if I'm going to date you and I'm going to commit to you, you have to give me the same energy.
Yeah.
It can't be half. Like, you can't meet me like this. It has to be the full energy. You can't give me half baked.
Yeah, but then when you look at the world today, I feel like men are spoiled for choice.
Very.
I feel like every female who's got her life together, you have a business. You know, regardless of how we chin wag and we play on here and we say whatever, you know how hard it is to just, you know, literally pull yourself together and come this far. They want a level of certainty, as you're saying. You know, if you're going to come into my life, be honest about your intentions. If you just want to fuck around, let me know from get go
that game. Oh my God, I love it.
Just tell me, baby girl.
I love it.
You know?
Let's play.
This is what I'm looking for from you. The one that annoys me the most is those guys that come with the energy from the beginning.
Like, I love you. Oh, I can't.
Oh, no, if a nigga tells me he loves me now, I look at him like he's crazy. Like, honey, boo. I'm like, I don't even have any response. I think that people think I'm cold. When a guy tells me I love you, I'll just be like, thank you. Thank you. Can bet you love me and six other people. So don't let me waste my time. Do you understand? So, I mean, I love you is even far-fetched. I just feel like niggas come to your life and feel like they just... Talking stages these days for me is like 2 weeks.
I don't do talking stages.
I don't even have any left in me. What? I tell people. Because when they come with that energy. Good morning, princess. Have you eaten? What are you doing?
I feel like one thing I can never understand is, okay, you come to me with a certain energy, you know, full of life. We're talking all the time. You can't go to bed without talking to me. And then let's say, give or take, 2-3 weeks in, I'm calling you. You're not picking up.
We're going to girl.
I'm calling you. You're not picking up. Why's your phone ringing? You can't see my name?
Sure. Yeah.
Even if my number is not saved, you should know the number in your sleep.
No.
What?
God damn it.
Are you playing? I feel like that's one thing I would never understand. And it's always the men. Because I still have the same energy. I still want to, you know, check on you. I still want to talk to you. I put my phone
on. And let me tell you what frustrates me. Why did you talk to me every fucking day
in the last 2 years?
Why does it
have to change? I feel like we actually need people to call in and explain. Men! They need to explain.
No, let me tell you what
frustrates me. Why does it have to change?
This nigga will fight for your attention. Because listen, I'm hard. It's hard to get my attention.
Whoa.
I tell people, like, when you meet...
They be knowing.
They know.
They be telling you things like, oh, I know the million people that are trying to talk to you. You know, I appreciate... appreciate your time. I know. Wait, let me give this back to you. Relax.
Girl.
I appreciate your time.
What is going on?
I see that you really care about me. Da-da-da-da-da. And then you change. I'm like...
No, let me tell you. You're even going too far. The appreciate your time even comes when, from the beginning, hi.
Yeah.
You don't answer. Hello back. Hi. Call. And then at some point, I'm like, what did I steal from you that you are looking for?
It was when I told you, why you want to use high
to kill me?
What do you want?
Do you understand? So eventually, I'm like, okay, hello.
they still go with it, just wanted to say hi. So in the beginning, that's how they start. And then they now get your attention. Because, you know, everybody's human, you know. It's like the king and the beggar. Mm-hmm. The biblical story, how the woman will come and beg the king every day, fight for me, fight for me. The day she didn't come, the king missed her, right? So it's only normal for you to give me a pattern of 3 weeks of, before I wake up, Olori Burukus. They'll even be like, my queen, good morning. Even you at some point, you'll be like...
Queen. After a while, the queen leaves the kingdom.
The queen leaves
what?
The kingdom. You're
not queening it.
And if we're all saying this, what is going on in the world?
It's crazy. And I feel like even with my friends, like people that you'd expect that they're having like the perfect relationships and everything. But if we all sit down there, sit down here and talk about the things we go through with men, like it's not one of my favorite topics because it's an unending argument. Like it's too much back and forth and everything. But it is the truth. Like, if you're going to be with me, be with me.
Like, be present. And I feel like it's sad because I was saying to a friend of mine, actually a guy friend recently, that the songs that, the heartbreak songs they sang in the 90s, the lyrics are still the same thing we're battling with today.
100%.
The other day, we had movie night over and we all watched Wedding to Exhale. And at the end of the movie, every female there said, wait a minute. Waiting to Excel of 25 years. I can tell you, Angela Bassett, her husband left after 11 years of trying to, you left for his secretary. Whitney Houston was dating a married man. So when you now look at the world today, you realize that nothing has changed.
Nothing is even worse.
Heartbreak Hotel, you said you'd be here by 9. You said you took your time. You didn't think to call me. Is that not what we're dealing with? Now I see. I'm crying. You know, it's the same thing we're saying.
It's the same thing. It has even gotten worse, huh? It's the same thing.
The situation is getting worse.
It's getting worse.
And that's why, you know, like you, I've come to a point in my life where I'm just like, you know what? I would see as many niggas as I want to see. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie to any one of you motherfuckers. I would tell you to your face, oh, are you dating somebody?
Yes.
I'm not dating. I'm seeing people.
We're talking.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm sleeping with them. And if I feel like I can, because I'm a single girl. Do you know what I mean? Because after, I'm not answerable to anyone. And then if you want to kill yourself until Jesus comes and tells me, TM, I have a revelation for you. That's the guy you're marrying. We shall all play this game to the end. Because some people want to make me mad.
No, but
we shall make ourselves
honestly,
mad.
It's exhausting because I don't want to play games.
I know.
But then we have to play the game.
I know. Because you know what I feel? I feel like there's a theory out there that men don't like nice women. Do you believe that?
I feel like they like people that would stress them. They like women that would, you know, be here. They don't like peace of mind. Mm. You know?
It's not for the peace of mind for me. Yeah. I just feel like when you're... My aunt, I had this aunt that used to say in Yoruba. She speak Yoruba. She used to say, I will bring it to my bro.
A lot of people will be surprised.
Yeah, she said, I will bring it to my bro, loma mokofe. She was always... And my aunt... She was quite notorious. Do you know what I mean? Like, she, every time as a kid, I remember back then, I would go through a heartbreak. And my auntie's like, you're crying for a man as beautiful as you are. Turn off your phone. Find another guy to take you to Paris for 2 weeks. The best way to get over one is to find another. Why are you wasting? And I used to think she was extreme. Mm-hmm. But right now in my 30s, I can't lie to you. Auntie's advice, it was really banging. Because she used to say that men don't appreciate nice women. Woman who is there, because in every guy's life who is trying to get with that body, mm-hmm. the guy is in Dorothy's DM trying to talk to you. There's one girl somewhere that's sending him prayers in the morning.
Listen.
Have you eaten a lot? He's not looking at her. He's you with your full chest.
I've sent prayers too. Don't worry.
What's that one heartbreak you went through that you were like, this changed me?
I need to check through my pages.
Have you ever had to stalk a guy on Instagram?
What?
Have you ever had to stalk an ex on Instagram?
Always.
I think we all have. Oh, I think there's always to start one.
You're happy. Why are you smiling today? How dare you? But I feel like, TM, I'm sorry.
I told Dorothy about.
Oh, sorry.
I knew this conversation was going to be a shit show. I just wasn't ready for the amount of shit show and honesty that we're spilling today.
I think one situation or relationship for me was, you know, this guy I was dating, like, he had a baby mom. And, you know, they had a child. And, you know, I knew about it. You know, we're in that situation.
Was that before you guys got together, he had the child?
Yeah, before.
Okay.
And, you know, we were doing all of that, seeing each other, we weren't like out there.
Mm.
And 9 months,
she was pregnant again.
She had given birth, and I didn't even know about it. I got to find out through my friend's, my best friend's friend's snap. So she took a screenshot of him and the child, carrying the child.
A new baby.
And I think at that time we were fighting. I had just come back from London or something. It was like this trip. And she sent it to me. She's like, what's going on? I'm like, we're not talking, but what's going on? And then I send it to him and he just disregarded it. And he was trying to like make up for the fights that we're already having. I'm like,
did you not see what I just sent to you?
Like, don't you ever reach out to me again. Because for me, I feel like loyalty is really important.
Yeah.
And I said it earlier that be as open as a book. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? I don't want to ever look stupid because my friend having to send me that and me not being in the know, I felt very stupid. And I feel like that's the worst thing for me. Don't ever try to make me look stupid in front of my friends, in front of my family. Let me know so that I know how to defend you. So I know how to defend you. So when she sent it to me, I was like, and I'm like, I want to be able to say, oh, yeah.
I knew about it.
At least if you haven't told me. I mean, I'm not going to have a child for you. Yeah. Duh. So it's okay if you have another child by your baby mom. But not telling me.
I know.
And you know, there were times where you used to complain about finances, all of that. And I would be so understanding. I say you are not seeing a pregnant woman. Yeah,
that's where the finances was going.
Listen.
The shit that this niggas do.
So that really like took me off. And I was like, nah, man.
You know what I find interesting is the fact that sometimes I feel like, do they even think
they don't
about how this is going to play out?
I feel like some men are so selfish. Like, it's their self first.
Mm.
They don't want to consider your own emotions. Like, let me decide whether I want to be in this situation.
Mm.
Let me decide whether I'd know about this if I want to stay or not.
Yeah.
But keep him in the dark. That's so selfish. Girl, your heart is that.
You know, what even, there's so many things I can even say about that particular one situation because it's the fact that one, I was living a lie.
Yeah.
Two, publicly you made me, and I think that's what most women fear. Like, recently I was reading something online where this supposed married man is supposed to, there's a girl who is saying she had a baby for this married man, and the wife came out and backed her husband with her full chest. And I said, sis, I can never be you. I can never do it. If I hear that the man I'm married to is in one, he will carry that cross himself. I can never stand beside a man. I'm like, I stand beside you, I am sure. Because these niggas will make you look, they would dirty your wife.
Maybe she knew about it.
Even if I knew about it, I'm sorry. I feel like there's also that conversation we need to have where women need to stop making it about them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, I'm at a point in my life, I tell people, no man can shame me. You shame yourself. If I'm wearing your ring and you go and get somebody else pregnant and she's dragging you online, I'm not going to set lights and come and say my best.
No, we didn't do that either.
I will even join her live stream and be like, oh boy. Oh boy.
Tia, don't join the live, please.
I will. Let her see me in there. I'm like, Joe, this nigga.
Oh, you probably post grabs popcorn in the story.
I will even tell my followers, let's head down to this page. I'm going to watch you. When he comes home that night, I'll be like, daddy, we're done, sir. This what?
Baba twins.
I will never. I will never. Because I feel like it's not my shame. And women make that mistake all the time. You find women who, I mean, when I was reading the article where the woman granted like a press release, said, the girl is a harlot, my husband did not, I said, auntie, there might be other women that your husband is still seeing, you know, like, now inviting the shame to yourself.
That's it. I'm sorry. There are always other women.
I will never. I say this, I can never, if you cheat on me, you would go to that press conference yourself. However she wants to deal with you, I might not leave you.
I'll be part of the
because people will think I'm crazy. I'm like, she's still married to him.
Oh, no.
Oh boy, it's a shame. He's the one that cheated. Why do women feel the need to drag ourselves through this nonsense that men do? Because me, I can't be one of those women. I tell people, I've killed shame.
Yeah.
You can't shame the shameless. Listen, I will still wear his ring tomorrow and still say, hey, sis, join the queue. If I now wants to come out, imagine life.
And that's, you know, there was this time that it was really rampant on Snapchat where, like, people were coming out.
Calling
out their girlfriend, their husband's side chick. I'm like, that's one of 25.
My sister.
And let me tell you what I realized. There's one in each state.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So for me, yeah, I totally agree with you that your shame is your shame.
If I cheat, don't come to the press conference with me. Let me wear the
shame. Why are we even doing a press conference in the first place?
No, if I'm caught out cheating, I'm not going to disgrace you now.
But it is.
I'm coming with my bonus. I'm like, oh boy, now life happened.
I'd rather like deal with my husband
inside
yeah. than be out here actually chasing these girls. Because
have you ever, let's be honest, have you ever like run up on a girl about a guy?
Because of what?
I have.
You have. God forbid.
I have. Really? I've texted a girl about a guy before.
No. I'll probably stalk somebody.
Way back. Like, nah. And it was pointless. And I think that was where I learned that I would never do it again.
There are situations where the girl then wins.
She won. Let me tell you how bad my situation was. You know, guys, I shame myself. put the clown right here. I'm gonna tell you guys right
there. There's so
now.
Many situations.
So this girl was seeing my man back then. And they were like you know when they both know you know. So I'm calling her. She answers the phone.
Hey.
I'm like, hey, why are you seeing my boyfriend? I think she said to me on the phone, she said something very insulting, basically. And then she hung up. And then I remember my friend saying to me, because you know when you find out the guy is cheating and there's a group setting, all my friends, we're all, shout out to Wonu. Ah, gosh. We're all like, and Wonu kept telling me, don't call her because they might be in on this together.
Yes.
And I was like, but why would they be in on this? If I call her, at least she doesn't have my number, I can easily just call her and just be like, hey, tell me what's going on between the both of you. Homegirl was so mean to me. She probably laughed in my face and thought, girl, I think she called me jobless self. She called me. Jobless. Oh, you are laughing in the studio.
She hung up on me.
And then I now started calling her with another phone. She didn't pick up the phone. Then my nigga now starts calling me.
Two numbers.
Listen, my nigga now starts calling me. And you know what the nigga is saying to me?
What
the fuck are you going to call her? What the fuck are you calling her for?
He's defending her. He's a madman.
Hey, wait till my eye don't see the hand of love. Do you know, I ended up apologizing to him for calling out the girl he was cheating on me with. And they went out and... Since she had a child for him.
Ow!
They're together. Watch out.
All your hard work gone.
Every time, I've not seen her since, you know, it was my marriage. I haven't seen her since that situation, And I showed her to think that if I saw her, if I walked into a place, I don't know if I'll enter the crowd because now I've become this person.
Yeah.
And this was like back then. Do you know what I mean? And I regret it so much. Like a nigga, like that's why we started with that soft girl era thing.
Mm-hmm.
Lately in my life, if you have to make me increase the tempo of my voice, you've got to go.
You've got to go.
I can never do this.
Always. I'll be here.
So I'm speaking from experience. Women who, you know, are quick to bear the shame of men or, you know, you think it's about that other person, it never ends well. Sometimes they even use you to get... So during that last year epidemic where women were calling out their husbands, girlfriends on Snapchat, I always said, you know, you're just making the both of them closer.
Of course.
Because I imagine if a married woman disgraces me like that, I will not even fight her husband. I will cry to him. Oh.
And the next minute you see she's in Paris.
Sure, yeah.
She's in Paris. You think say, what?
Babe, go and chill in Paris. I'm so sorry. Then he'll be dealing with the wife inside. How dare you disgrace me? So, you know, it's a pointless situation.
And besides that, he can just go ahead and stop talking to that one and the second choice will come up to first choice.
You know what I find interesting is when those things even happen, it's not even the wife and the main girl that are fighting. Mm. It's many other girls that thought they were also dating the guy that find out by Snapchat.
That's the heartbreaking one, honestly. Because I feel like it would be a thing of, for them to find out about this one, that means she's more serious than.
That means just person
that's I'm not the serious side chick.
Oh.
No, it's always a messy situation. But I feel like as a woman, the best thing to do is always know your place.
Mm-hmm.
And ensure that your husband respects you. I think that's one thing that is overlooked in recent times. Ensure that your man
actually...
But how
can you make a man respect
you? Ah, you will respect me. I'm a witch. You will respect me. You have to be scared.
Stay wicked.
That's why I'm very wicked. Like, I don't play.
Yeah.
I don't call you. Let's be. Mm. Oh yeah, Hunger Games.
No, but I agree with you, and I hope a lot of people who are watching this would, you know, one thing I've told myself, I think it was since last year, it's the soft girl code that we'll be sharing with you before we sign off. Never let a man show you twice
that he can disrespect you.
No, that he don't even care about you. Hi. If by adventure one time you show me, I take the chest, boom. I chest up.
He's going to do it again.
Let's move up. Never let a nigga show you twice that he don't want you, girl. Hmm. Once is enough.
Pack your
the moment he does one, I don't even wear.
Come out your shoe. Off.
Do you know that I don't even this when people tell me I ended things, I don't end things these days.
We'll just stop talking.
If I see the disrespect, I don't even tell you, brother, bye.
We know there's not there's no need. There's no need for explanation. Go away with whatever thought process or what do they call it? Whatever imagination you want to have, just go.
Just go.
But me, come and be speaking.
You know
English.
What another thing that we don't do? Second code I'm gonna give it to you, what? Sweet girls out there. Resist writing paragraphs.
Ah!
Sorry,
cannot be me. God for you see, sometimes when I see screenshots and I'm like,
and this nigga's passed.
Firstly, that can be a voice note. Firstly, that can be a voice note. And me, I don't really know. You didn't make any mistake or how many times did you have to read it?
His love. Let me tell you what is so annoying. And this the reason why I'm saying resist sending
I love
paragraphs
okay. Ah,
is,
okay. Okay. It's my favorite
word. You haven't said okay.
No, okay. No, baby. K is rude.
When a nigger is taking me out of character,
yeah,
he deserves a K. I don't even need to. Oh, it's too much for me to write. I just write K. And whatever you want to do with it, you do with it. But the reason why I got there in this creed and I said, never write paragraphs is why are you telling someone what they already know?
Oh my God. Do you understand? Thank you.
Why are you telling someone what they already know?
I literally always say this thing. We're not children. You know what you're doing, but you want me to call you out on
gaslighting.
It. I can't be explaining.
They gaslight you and make you look crazy.
I'm going to explain tire.
Then you now sit down. You sit down with these boys. Now be like, I don't know why Joyce is tripping. They will not be reading your message.
Oh, they'll not be laughing.
Then they see you doing badly online. I'll be like, I know those kind of long messages. Ah, I've written plenty. I'm talking from experience. Babe,
I've written once.
I can't believe you did this to me. Why can't you just act right? I know what I do to this relationship. After everything we've been through. Nigga knows what we've been through. He don't want you, girl. Exactly. If he wanted you, act right.
No, they always know. And that's what pisses me off. Like, you just want me to just keep nagging. Like, am I supposed to be...
No, that's why I say to us going forward, if my tempo... I can raise my voice with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
You and I can look at how we had a beautiful conversation. Mm-hmm. We can shout, we can see in the club. That's where my ratataness can get to. But you see, when I'm with a guy, soft. When I say soft, the way my voice sounds. Listen, all I want to hear is...
Until Cynthia calls the phone and he can't answer.
Guess what? I won't even look there.
You will pick it.
No, let me tell you why.
You're going to pick that phone.
Really? Yes. I don't care if somebody's blowing up your phone and you can't pick. As long as when I say soft, all I'm hearing is, babe, what are you doing for the weekend? Let's go to Paris. I'm there. Let's go to Ghana.
My passport's always on my
I'm life. There. Do you understand? I'm here for the soft life. I'm not here for the hard things. Let Cynthia be the one to call. When things are rough at work, call Cynthia.
I'm not here for when things are rough.
So I won't question you. Why am I questioning you if she's calling you? Let Cynthia be doing all the hard work. Prayer room, prayer. What's my own? If you gotta make me raise my voice, if I have to tell you the same thing twice. Nah, nigga, you have got to go. So which way forward now? Because as Scorpios, we love love. Do you know what I mean?
And that's what people don't... People think like we're the meanest, but I feel like we're like...
They make us mean.
Yeah. I feel like we're like the softest inside, but we try to put up that tough front, like, you can't mess with me, you have to respect my space, you gotta respect me. Well, I mean,
and I think it's also like experience, like, you know, just as you and I have been battering and sharing stories, once you meet a woman who, like, as Dorothy said, she's not even lying, we're loyal to a fault. At every level you're in. Like, for me, let me tell you what, it takes me a while to get my attention, but once you've got it, nigga, like,
it's like there 100.
I ride for you. So if you let me down, I just can't look at you the same way. Do you know what I mean?
It's never the same.
It's just like, why did you have to?
I thought it was just me. It's not something I can ever control, because it's never the same. Like, we can't go back to that place where we used to be.
I used to go back to guys in the past. I used to be that girl. I think I just had one relationship that I gave many chances in my life. And we all know how that worked out. That one lesson I learned from that is if it's done,
it's done.
As I said, I don't do paragraphs. I don't do closure. Soft girls, what are you doing closure for? Closure should be while you're on the plane with another man. There's no need. That's enough closure you need. I can't. Because these niggas will make you look crazy.
Yeah,
he will sit across from you and make it seem as if it's not you, it's me. What does that mean?
It's not about you, it's about me.
If I use this bottle to break your head, pick up
that
this.
That is not you, it's me. Hey.
Ah, that line.
Hey, it's babe, I'm just not there yet. You're great. You know the worst thing a nigga can do to you is bring out all your best qualities when it's about to end it with you. You know, you're such a nice girl.
Yeah.
Any man in the world should be lucky to have you.
Yeah.
You're such a good person.
Such a sweet girl.
Like, I can't even...
I mean, look at you.
When I look at all my life, you're like a blessing to me.
Look at you, kill you there.
Hey! Then I end with, babe, I'm just not there yet.
It's just a lot of things going on with me right now.
Work is just really stressful right
now. Yeah, I'll reach out when everything is... You're going to reach out to your mother.
Well, the most that, as you said, somebody's pregnant for you, but yet you're out here telling me, I don't love her, it's you I love.
Ah!
Do you know how many people are stuck in that
situation?
That
line.
I don't love her, it's you I love.
I don't love her, it's you. I wish I met you before her. The Lord of Thunder is going to fire you.
In the name of Jesus.
What? Okay, you've met me now. Leave her.
Leave her.
I wish I met her before. I wish I met you before her. Oh my God. Ah.
And you know, the thing is, one time a guy tried that line with me. And then those ones are the spirit ones. They come like ghosts. They don't outrightly come to toast you. They start as friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're now in the friend zone, they can tell you their situation. You know how when a nigga is trying to be your friend, it can be like, yeah, my wife and I are going through stress. So you're still like, okay, we're just friends. Nothing is going on. But then this guy is doing all the things that a man would do for you, like before you ask for this,
he wants to be there.
Before you, I can do this. And all of a sudden, you now find yourself that, okay, what are we doing here? You now be quick to remind you about that same situation that I told you is making him unhappy. It's like, you know, it's you I love. I just don't know how I got here. You now start feeling sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
Ha!
No, that pity thing.
In my other life, I would always want to come back as a woman, but God knows, for a long time in my life, Dorothy, I actually thought that, you know, I felt like God liked the male child more than the female child. Because even when you read the Bible, like the way they always portrayed women, you know, men always had the upper hand. Men could marry wives and have concubines.
But
men
could marry they
call
two
that
guys.
Woman by the world a prostitute.
I don't care. That's why
men.
I said two kidneys, five men, no. TM, I'm sorry.
These niggas eat their cake and have it.
All the time. But it's a problem when you go on 2 dates.
It's good when you do it, but it's a problem when I do it.
It's not a problem. What? I went on a date.
And tell them, show receipt, sir. Me, I know they lie. If you ask me, who's calling you? My other nigga is calling. And the guy will be quiet on the phone. What did you just say? Yeah. Yeah, that's who's calling me.
I gotta get off the phone now. Your time is up.
If you don't hear from me in three weeks, where have you been?
Oh my God, Tia, you're savage. I'm still nice.
Do you really want to know where I've been? Like, you know, but I feel like people just made me this way. Like, when I say it, like, you know, it's not, I don't think any girl is, R. Kelly's famous words, there's no such thing as a no good woman. Every no good woman was made no good by a no good man. And that's how I'm going to sign off. Ladies, this is a new season. Let me just tell you, as you've heard from the Scorpio sisters, don't let anybody's son take you for idiots.
Don't let them suck your blood.
Don't let them waste your time.
Is dating two girls, date three,
four, five. Date his friend, safe on top. I said it.
I don't go to his friend, though.
Why?
They'll talk about you.
You've never dated a guy's friend, are you saying?
Nope.
I have.
No, I mean, that's...
And let me tell you what's so funny. You'll probably find out from this podcast. In your face. He thought I was heartbroken.
Oh, my God.
I was here with you.
Do you think he'll find out from this podcast?
And I...
Go,
sorry,
go,
not sorry.
Go.
You better not be blowing my phone after asking
me
what friends. Go ask your friends which one of them fancied me, because you knew they fancied my ass.
My stomach hurts.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it's good to make them feel you're heartbroken.
No. Friends are off limits.
And I remember the guy now used to check up on me and still used to do this whole...
No family and friends.
I beg. No, I won't do family.
Yeah.
I'm not that much of
a... Except your daddy, though. But
no. Yes, but I'm at an age in my life where I can date your daddy if you try me. If you... Try Jesus, don't
you know,
try
I really
me.
Live for memes. Like, even TikTok. Like, I, yeah. TikTok is like my shit.
Yeah.
So I was scrolling the other day and I saw a TikTok. It's the audacity for you to cheat on me when you know your dad likes younger girls. I'm like, you guys literally...
I've been battling this cough.
I'm sorry.
On my way here, I was coming from hospital. Ask her. This girl just disgraced me on my podcast. What did you just say?
I'm
going to steal that line. It's the audacity for me.
We probably need to do the TikTok.
It's the audacity
after this, we need to do that.
And that's the TikTok. Like, if you like, fuck with me, I'll date your dad.
When you know your dad likes younger girls, I'm like, you people have guts.
Do you understand?
Daddy?
No, but that particular situation where I dated this guy's friend, it's the fact that he, even after he broke up, or it's not like he even broke up with me first because they know Bonham well. Mm-hmm. He started acting like a motherfucker. Do you understand? And then I just thought, okay, you want to be funny? That's all right. You be cool. You know, I already heard he had a little thing on the side. And I was like, very sweet. That's nice. And then it wasn't like I actively went after your friend, but, you know, they probably saw that you were sleeping on a good thing and they just probably thought it was your loss. And then the fact that every 3 weeks, I'll probably hear from him saying, I miss you. And I'm like, I ain't missing you, boy. I'm on holiday. Like, I'm having a great time. And I'll send it to that his friend and we'll laugh.
You say to his friend that you love?
Yeah.
Oh, taking notes. Where is that, Jota?
No, but if you go, if they...
Give me a notepad, please.
Listen, stay wicked.
Stay dangerously wicked.
Stay dangerously wicked. If they say they want to run you mad, you don't want them madder. Sometimes it's good. You know, some people think they are mad. It's good for you to show your madness so that I can show you that where your madness stops.
That's mine. Now, there I germinate.
Do you understand?
You never even start.
I know what
even
makes me laugh is when guys really think that they're playing you. I be knowing. Before I even ask you, I know. Do you know who I am? 007, a.k.a. There's nothing... That thing you think I don't know, I know.
The funniest thing, you be knowing, but you have to shop next month now.
No, me, I can pretend.
No, me, hey, that's what I'm saying. Mm. I'll pretend because I need to shop next month.
Girl! Me, it's not even next month, too. I can keep you on if you're fulfilling something in my life till that need is done. Yeah. The moment that
next
need
month
is done, is that thing that you think I don't know that I'm going to use to end it with you? I just go ghost.
Then you probably send like receipts.
And then, not with me, I don't even bother. Receipt means I had went looking and I'm saving for you. It's unnecessary. My own is when you don't hear from me anymore, I'm like, babe, what's going on with you? What's going on with you? I'll just tell you, boy, I know you're fucking on this person. I'd be like, oh, what do you mean? Can I explain? That's, you don't even hear explanation. Don't worry about it. I'm like, boo, we're good. Like, we're good. I feel like after this podcast, I'm going to get a couple of calls from some exes.
You will, most.
They probably won't.
Definitely, most definitely you will. But anyways, guys, love is sweet, you know. Love is delicious, but date five, sha.
Yeah. Until you tell me how sweet it is for you, then maybe we can make that. I mean, I feel like the people who are genuinely in good relationships, but I don't know if... Why are you people laughing? I don't know.
There are people that are actually lucky. I mean, I know
look
a couple.
At Ciara, right?
One, two.
Just two. This generation, we have to do better. You know that, right? I feel like in the future, I'm actually worried about what life will be.
We have to do
with
better.
The next generation. I feel like marriages will be so extinct. People use things and people value things and use people. Everybody's
using everybody. Yeah, I feel like the world is now a give and take place. Like everybody's give, like it has to be like trade by barter.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's okay if you, why can't they give the users date the users? I feel like the world would be a better place, Dorothy, if the cheats date the cheats.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So I think where the problem is where you know that you're not a one man, one woman. You know it's not your thing.
But you still
want to
come
in. But you still now want to keep the girl and you want to have her focused and faithful to you when you know you're doing her
debt. That hurts. I feel like that's wicked.
Yeah. But if we're both criminals now, for instance, I know you don't like this one man thing. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I like you, but I'm also in a point in my life where, you know what, if we get together, great. If we don't, mm-hmm. it's not the end of the world. If we date, at least we both know we're criminals.
Yes.
Do you understand? That way, we both won't bring the shit to each other. Just don't bring you know, your drama around me. Let me know. And then we are both criminals in this thing. What is painful is when the whole world can see that this woman or man, because sometimes it's also the women, like, let's not even lie. Sometimes there are women who are,
I don't think it's as much as the men.
Now it is. Now I think it. I feel like gone were the days when we'll sit back and be like, men cheat more than women. Now I think that I think that it's the same now. People just cheat if they want to.
I would always disagree because there has to be something that would push the woman to cheat.
Not anymore, Dorothy. I used to think so like you before. Really? I used to think, do you know how easy, and this is what pains me about men. Men think they've got this thing so figured out, at least some men. Mm-hmm. Do you know how easy it is for a woman to cheat?
Oh, too easy.
With the men, you have to do the work. You have to go and toast. You have to hunt. We don't need to do much.
At all.
A woman can find a work husband at work, and something as little as him noticing every time she changes her hair, she begins to change her hair more often with the guy in her mind. Him noticing that she hasn't eaten and he brings her lunch every day. It's not hard for her to get into that situation. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. With men, they still have to go looking. So I think when I was growing older, I got to a point, before I used to be like that, even like all men cheat, men are worse, men this. But now I can tell you for free that anybody can cheat. Anybody is capable of doing it. That restraint, is that self-control, comes from you.
It has to be,
if you don't want to cheat, you wouldn't cheat. I don't think that it's society. I don't think it's friends, influence. I think that if you want to do it, because there are women that I know that they are with guys who love them and do everything for them, and they will still cheat on him.
I really can't relate to that.
Because I think that's the part that is killing us, because we're Scorpios and we're lover girls. So we love with air. We love with air. And I hope that when next we have this chat, at least maybe you'll be dating, or maybe I'll be dating. Imagine how wild it would be if we actually just
Maybe you'll be dating. I'll probably be married.
I can see that for you. Mm? I can see that for you.
That was a joke.
Yeah. Mm. Why?
Because men are scum.
Well, you know, you might find a nice guy.
Yeah.
It's possible.
No, even with all of this and what I think about dating and everything, I'm always open, you know?
Yeah.
I'm always open to move on, open to jump into the next relationship regardless. Because shege would always come.
I don't know.
And it's how you bounce back. It's always how you bounce back.
True. Me. I feel like I'm out of talking stages left, so I don't know how open I am. Like, these days, you can like me and it's oblivious to me. I'm just not even looking there, because I just feel like I've seen it all before. I can tell you how the story ends. I can, like, what you're saying, TM, I like you. I can just be like,
hold on. What if it's because you have already, like, framed your mindset to be that way? And
okay, what framed my mindset? It's not the things that I've seen.
But then you still need to, you know, open.
I mean, I can have a good time with you, but I don't need you to lie to me about what this is. Do you know what I mean? Like, save yourself the drama of trying to do this whole Prince chariot thing. I mean, you treat me like a queen, most deaf. But, you know, you don't have to, like, come with all this, like, oh, babe, you're blood the one lines. I want you to meet my family. Because if you're dogging me out, why?
I want you to meet your family.
Some families are even bad. They even are in on it. I can never be one of those people, though. Like, if my brother had, like, three girlfriends, I probably wouldn't speak to anyone of them.
You would know.
I would know, but I probably wouldn't speak to any one of them.
Like, no, I'm even saying, like, I would make sure that they know.
Yeah. Oh, you tell the girl.
No, I will not tell you, but just... Oh, was it you that came yesterday? Oh,
do you know, I did. I did.
That wasn't you.
I did it a guy once whose sister told me.
Yeah, because that's what I would do.
I thought she hated me. It took me many years. When I remembered that situation again, I realized that she probably just saw me and thought, you have future. Why are you wasting your time with this man?
No, but I'm trying to help you.
Because she just told me to my face. She's like, one minute I think he's serious with you. Next minute he brings another person. I almost died. I was like, yo.
Just a girl code.
From your family. But I think that I might not necessarily tell the girl, but I just wouldn't fraternize with anyone.
No, if I know that you're trying to be serious with this person and you're having fun with other people, maybe. But don't date, like, more than, like, one person.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
true.
That's not
fair. I think for me, I probably, if you're dating my brother and I'm not nice to you, take
just
that
know
as
that
a
you're not the main chick. I just wouldn't talk to you.
Even if you're the main chick. If he's dating four of you guys together, just so that I'm not in that mess, or just so that, you know, you also have a clue, I would not be friendly with anyone. Until he comes forward to say, this is the one I want to marry. Then when he does that, any other person we see will treat her like, where's the big one? Do you know what I mean? Plus him, not just her. Two of you people. You know what I mean? Until, because you've told us that this is the person that you want to be with. Yeah. But I definitely think that this generation, if people are a bit more honest about their intentions as we started this conversation, I feel like a lot of craziness would be less.
Yeah, very much. I think people should start learning how to be very honest and open about their intentions. Their intentions, like, I always wish that, like, everybody came with, like, a screen where I'll just see, oh, you're trying to use me. Next, swipe. You know? So I'd not waste my time to even bother at all. But, nah, we have to go through the shade game.
Did they say we have to kiss many frogs before we find the prince?
Maybe that's why I don't like kissing.
Girl, yeah.
Then take your mouth away.
Unless it's that serious.
Even if it's serious.
So how do you guys enjoy intimacy?
Let's talk about that on another podcast.
Oh my God! Dorothy's definitely going to come back here. And I need to hear more about the no kissing. Are you one of those, I don't kiss if I'm not in love with you?
100%.
Kissing is that important to you?
It's very deep to me. Mm. Yeah. No, it's extreme. I always say this. It's extremely deep. Because I have to look into your eyes to do that. Move back.
What? You guys, what a way to throw in the season. It's going to be a wild one. Thank you so much for stopping by, Dorothy. And you know, this is how Scorpios are. And we're like a one in a lifetime thing. Mm-hmm. I tell people, if you fumble the bag with a Scorpio, you've lost, son. You actually lost. You don't
even lost
know.
A friend, you lost a sister. Because we're like five package in one.
I agree.
Good girl, bad girl, church girl.
Mixed race is what I say. There's a bit of everything. You know, I'm mixed race. I can be a freak today, a church girl tomorrow.
100! Like, do you understand?
And we're very intellectual as well. No jokes. Like, good, it's funny advice, how people think that, oh my God, we just really like, you know, the good things of life. I can talk to you about work for the next 2 hours and it wouldn't be anything sexual. Do you know what I mean? And I like, have, like, that other, as well with guys.
It doesn't always have to be sexual.
But then I just hate the fact that you waste my motherfucking time. I don't want to invest in one more person. So I'm just done. Close.
Yeah, call it my
business.
Investment back.
When I see those videos with those American girls say, I'm dating for money now, and people are always bashing them. I don't know why they bash them. I'm like, at least they are honest. Why are you bashing somebody who is honest about what she's dating for? Maybe she did it for love. It didn't work out. And now she's like, listen.
I saw something that's the song. I think it's a lyric. It's one of, like, the lyrics of one song. Mm. It goes, she can't be a gold digger because you're broke or something like that.
Oh, no. I find out that even the real wealthy men don't use words like that. Oh, like, the real people with money don't call people gold diggers. Anybody who calls a girl a gold digger is a broke guy. Because, come on. Like, you think Elon Musk, you think he uses words like that?
I hear that guy sharing money.
On Twitter, how do we apply?
So you have to be verified or something.
But we're verified on Twitter.
And then you have to check. I don't know. I don't even know, but I'm not buying. I'm not buying boutique.
I mean...
Elon, that we know will wake up tomorrow and say he's not doing a gig.
So I know someone said I told somebody last week that said they made $300 on Twitter.
Yeah, a lot of people are making a lot of money. But that nigga gonna wake up tomorrow and say he's not doing a gig.
Yeah, and he can revoke it.
What?
I mean, just imagine like dating someone like Elon Musk. He looks like he's crazy.
You will wake up tomorrow and he will say we need to move to Mars. Vaninga is gonna be like,
he looks like Kanye vibes. And I love Kanye. But I love Kanye, but
did you see the picture where he stepped out with his girlfriend? I think they were barefoot.
His new wife. Yeah.
Oh, they're married.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Kanye's married. He married, I think, someone who works for him.
And they were on barefoot.
But what I like about Kanye is I tell people that what I'm attracted to about Kanye West is his audaciousness. I fuck with people like that. Have the balls to die on the hill of something. Kanye doesn't care.
Yeah, if he it's just right says or wrong. It.
But I like the fact that he can die on that hill if he's wrong than people who are faking it. I would rather know that, okay, this is who you are. This is where you think. Do you know what I mean? I would respect somebody who has the balls to not be liked. Do you know what I mean? Stand for what you believe.
Not society.
In.
Yeah.
Not society. Like,
but it's too much. It's too much.
I get it. But then you know what? The nigga actually. He's better than most people who are lukewarm. Instead of it to either be on the left or be the right or in the middle, let me know, are you green? Are you red?
So when you're going in there, you know what
I know what I'm getting. Yeah. And I also feel like Kanye is not, half the things he says are not wrong. It's how he says it. His method of delivery, when he said black people chose to be slaves, I don't think, I'm not going to speak for him because I'm not in his mind, but I got the message in terms of we don't own a lot of things. Like, that slave mentality is still in all of us, and it's a choice we have to make.
Definitely not like
that. Yeah, but I understood. It's just that how he worded it and how he said it was probably
came across as,
you know, the fuck. And then, yeah, he's really said so many nasty things to the black community, though. But you know what? I would still fuck with him because at least I know than the ones that are smiling in your face. Yeah. You know what I mean? But they don't like you. But they are in your face and trying to be like, oh my God, I support this, but they don't. So at least Kanye tells you, I don't fuck with you. And I
don't wear slippers.
Well, maybe Dorothy's issues with his slippers. Did his toes look really nasty?
I think he had something weird on, but yeah.
I like his mind. He's a genius. I would want to be in a room with Kanye West just to pick his brains.
Okay.
I mean, when he's used his meds. So that way we can have like a full... Because I feel like he says... You know, there was a Dave Chappelle thing where he was talking about how he met Kanye and was in the studio and someone called him and he's like, well, because I'm doing epic, because my life is epic and I do epic shit. Like, have you watched this documentary?
No, the way Kanye
believes in himself, we all need a little bit of that.
Was it on his mom?
Donda.
Yeah.
Okay. The way he believes, Kanye, everything that's happening, he saw it coming, he believes in himself. He believes he's a god. Like, someone who actually thinks he's the shit.
God?
I mean, with a little G.
Okay.
And we are gods at the end of the day, aren't we? We are many gods. Do you know what I mean? All right, guys. We're now chatting, of course. Thank you so much for opening my podcast with me, Dorothy. Stay wicked. That's my advice to all the ladies out there.
Dangerous.
Dangerously wicked. I said wicked. She said dangerous. So we put the words together.
Dangerously wicked.
Wicked. Until I chat with you guys again on the next episode of Talking Moments. Love you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.